As a student teacher, one of the resources that I find would be very useful in my future practice would be the scheme section. This consists of ready-made lessons which holds teaching resources, downloadable music, progression charts and whiteboard resources, which would be really useful. There are tutorials for educators on how to break down lessons into different chunks that are manageable and can be used over the 6-week block period. I find this would be really good when you're planning. Also, within this resource, children are able to learn, play, carry out different musical games, perform songs, improvise, learn the theory of music and able to copy back. These are all skills which children will need to learn in order to become successful musicians and have a basic knowledge of and understanding of music. Freestyle groups is a section which I find really useful. It's when all the resources are grouped together in different under different headings in terms of topics. It shows us the different units and where all the lessons are already created for you. This would be really helpful as a student teacher, or on the other hand, as a teacher who does not have a huge amount of knowledge, as it relates different topics that teachers may have to teach, such as like Romans or Christmas or mathematics, just to name a few, and the resource allows you to enter which class you're teaching it to and suit it to their age and stage of development. There is another resource which allows you to tune instruments that you might not even be able to play, and it shows you a video of how to tune it and which string is being tuned. If you're doing songs, there's also lyrics to aid you, but not only your memory, but the children as well. It can be said that songs and rhymes can be used to remember all kinds of information, and professionals have carried out experiments and research to back this up, which has proven successful and has been employed in all areas of the education. Moon missions are a very popular tool that Chiranga offers. As a teacher, you can add your class to the group, and each pupil can create their own avatar. There is a point system employed throughout that allows children to gain rewards, for example, new clothes for their avatars the more they're playing, kind of thing. And it allows children to really continue the learning at home, making this quite a quality resource. This is also showing that it's bridging the gap between learning at home and learning in school, and it enables parents to see what children are actually being taught in school and how they're learning it. The assessment tab gives teachers the opportunity to upload evidence that they want to keep of pupils' work. Often parents, guardians, companies and associations want to see multimodal ways of evidence of children's work, and by using this resource, teachers are able to store pictures, PowerPoints, classwork and all different types of assessments that are easily accessible, that you can download, you can edit and you can share them if needed, and this would be a really useful resource for myself as a prospective teacher. The application is accessible for all children, which makes it so amazing. It has different materials that have been tailor-made for pupils that have additional support needs. To create this, Chiranga worked in partnership with Sing Music to Greater Essex. And Chiranga stated that the project has enabled us to spend time with teachers on the ground to identify, share good practice. Importantly, they've also been able to gain an understanding of how they might use our technology to help overcome some of resource and skill challenges. This really highlights the importance of professionals working together and how beneficial it can be when they do, and it has made it easier for educators to plan for children in the class who do require additional support, and it just shows you how flexible Chiranga is to meet the needs of all children. As a future educator, I will need to make my own lessons for music. However, Chiranga has made it easier for teachers, as you can create your own personalised lesson plans and different resources to save onto. There is a facility to search for resources that aren't just music. They can be images or videos, and you're able to edit them using the smartboard software, such as the pen or the mouse. And it also highlights that there is a bridge between art and music. And you can save these ideas onto one folder, download it, edit it, share it by launching it. So by launching your own lesson, you're able to see, just like others that have already been made. Overall, I feel Chiranga is a wonderful resource that makes musical accessible for all, and is filled with knowledge that teachers can refer to for their lessons. It allows children to be creative and innovative.